Hey, Glowgetters! For those of you who do not know me, my name is Taryn Luquin, and I am the founder of multiple businesses, such as Paradise Airbrush Tanning Mobile Tanning Service, which I started back in 2005, Paradise Sun Solutions, which I started back in 2007. There you can find the popular Paradise Martini, Martini Plus, and Paradise Bronze, and Spray Tan Academy, which I started back in 2009. I am a busy girl, but I love it, and I still find time for balancing life and family. Now, just to let you all know, I'm a factual kind of girl, where I need the facts and not misinformation. Because in our sunless industry, there is a lot of misinformation, and my job as an educator is to squash it before it gets out of control. I don't get my information from the internet because, one, I mean, nowadays, anybody can write something on the internet and other people will think it's golden or facts. And that is not the case. Instead, I get my information about spray tanning, techniques, solutions, why solutions do this, why other solutions do that. I get all that information from the manufacturers, those who make the sunless solution, because they know everything about it. They know what goes into the solution. They know how it reacts. They know what it does, what it doesn't do. Today, though, I like to talk about today's events, aka COVID-19, and what it has done to some of our businesses and how we can work around it. Now, some salons, I have noticed, some salons have opened while others still remain closed. I think San Francisco is the one, that area that is still closed. Now, for those of you who are opened, this is actually a good opportunity to get yourselves out there because, I mean, let's face it, and I don't mean to come off rude or anything, but for those salons that are closed, their clients will go elsewhere to get their spray tans. And I personally have seen this because I've had new clients come to me for spray tans for their important events that they have, and they mentioned that the place they usually go to was closed. This is where you guys need to make sure you are giving every client a 5-star service. And I mean, be on point with your technique, your everything, and your customer service especially. But this is where you guys, you know, gotta make sure you're giving every client a 5-star service and a great spray tan, of course, because that will determine if the client will return to you. And the new clients that I have received lately that used to go to other places, but they came to me because the places that they would go to are closed, they have actually continued to tan with me. Now, I'm not saying to steal other clients because that is something that I strongly don't believe in. But like I said, clients, they're going to go elsewhere if they find that a salon they normally go to is closed. The client will go or stay with who they feel gives the best service and tan. And during this pandemic, I've been seeing this a lot going on. So remember, keep your A game on. Now, during this COVID pandemic, I have done some reflection and I thought to myself, going mobile back in 2005 was the best thing that I ever done. And years later, I'm still doing it, and I absolutely love it. I don't get burnt out. I don't get tired of it. I mean, I love every minute of it. And I knew it was the right choice for me to make. But yeah, it's definitely the way to go for me, and it always has been. And I'm proud to say that, yeah, I'm glad I got started doing mobile tanning. When I start something, I think about the impact that it's going to have for me in the long term. I don't think short term, or I don't think, oh, I want to make money right away. No, I think long term. I think about all of the what ifs. And that's what I thought about when I started mobile tanning. I thought about the what ifs. What if this can happen? What if that can happen? And look what happened. COVID-19 happened. And many people that own brick and mortars or spaces they have rented, I've been seeing a lot of them. Many salons go out of business, shut their doors. I have seen places, you know, spray tan artists losing the space that they've rented because the owner that owns the whole salon, they've gone out of business. And my heart goes out to them because I hate seeing anyone lose their business due to uncertain times. I mean, I know you have to do what you got to do, but still, yeah, my heart really goes out to them. But the way I see it, though, and I did think about this back when I started mobile spray tanning. The way I see it, if I had a brick and mortar or rented a space, there is that possibility of the landlord selling the place. Or if I am renting a space, there is a possibility of the owner going out of business. And I have thought about that, you know, when I first started mobile. And honestly, I don't want to be involved with any of that. I don't want to have to worry about, oh, is the owner going to sell the place? Especially in the pandemic we're going through, you know. I don't want to think about, great, we're in a pandemic and I'm going to lose my clients due to this. How am I going to make my rent? Honestly, no. Let's say I were to lease a brick and mortar and it cost me $1,000 a month. Just throwing numbers out there. If my spray tans cost $45, I would have to at least tan 23 clients, 25 maybe. I'd have to tan about that amount to make my rent. And then a few more to cover my utilities. And then I would have to give that money that I make, I would have to give that to the landlord. So I would have to do 23, 25 tans in order to make my rent. And of course that, giving it to the landlord. And then of course the money that I make doing a couple of more tans, I would have to give that to the utilities. And then whatever tans I do after that is mine for profit or to buy supplies. And is that worth it to me? No. I must say that my profit would be very little due to having a brick and mortar in my eyes. Now, being a mobile spray tanner, I don't have to worry about, am I going to have to shut down my business? I'm not going to have to worry about, is the landlord going to sell the place? No. And personally, me, I can do 23 spray tans in one day on a Thursday. And it's been known, I have done that quite a few times, especially during Coachella and Stagecoach. Now you're probably wondering though, how is that possible in one day? Because there's only so much time in a day. That is very true. There is so much time in a day and you only could do so many tans. But remember, I don't just book individual clients. I have clients who tan with their friend or a few of their friends. And the way I book my tans, I'm not driving all over the darn place. Literally all my clients are literally within 15 minutes from each other, which is great. So all that, all those numbers, they add up. And with that money that I make for my clients, I don't have to give it to the landlord or the owner from a salon. It's mine to keep and to pay for what I need for my business. And my profit at the end is a nice size. And that's why I personally love mobile spray tannings, because there's a huge reward at the end. Now you're probably thinking, yeah, but you're driving a lot. And yeah, that's true. But still, my overhead is way down. Now, another thing that I've noticed why mobile tanning is the way to go right now, and I've seen mobile tanning growing because of this pandemic. This pandemic has made a lot of people rethink their business, especially nail salons. It is actually legal for nail salons to go mobile because I've looked it up a long, long, long time ago. But nail salons have been going mobile lately during this pandemic, and clients are loving that. And I know this because one of my clients booked me for a spray tan. She had like a tanning party, and I was a tanner, of course. But when I arrived there, she had a hairstylist there and two girls doing nails. And I was like, wow, this is cool. Everything comes to you. And clients, her guests, they were loving it. And I ended up gaining more clients because of that tanning party. But right now, mobile is the way to go because people are afraid of going out. They rather have the service come to them. For mobile tans, I usually tan my clients in their backyard if they have one. And of course, not in the direct sun, because as we all know, the heat will melt a tan off. So sunshade is definitely the best. But yeah, people right now are afraid to go out of their house or to a salon. And my new clients that I have received during this pandemic, they have told me that they have gone to a salon that is open, but they're told that they have to wait in their car until the salon owner calls them for their appointment time to go in. And in a hot day, like, you know, in the summertime, clients don't like that. And clients that I have received, they've told me that I don't like waiting in my car, you know, just to have my appointment to be up and the owner of the salon to call me and say, okay, you can come in now. We're ready to tan you. Now, I understand salon owners, you know, they have, some of them have to do that because of social distancing. I get that. But at the same time, it can hurt them because of the way the client thinks. Now, are my numbers in my tanning, are they still high like they used to be? Meaning I'm doing 23 tans on a Thursday? No, not during this pandemic. During this pandemic, I actually have less clients, but my business is steady, which is great. And I'm seeing new clients booking with me, which is really nice. So I'm looking at the numbers and I'm seeing, you know, my business is steady. My clients are, you know, numbers are low, but they're kind of slowly going up, which is great. Like I said, because mobile tanning right now is the way to go. People rather have services go to them instead of them going out. So before you think of starting a spray tan business, really think about if mobile or a brick and mortar is right for you. Think long term, not short term. Because, yeah, we're in a pandemic right now. It doesn't happen often, but it happens. And look where we're at now. We could actually avoid our businesses. I personally think we can avoid, anybody could avoid their businesses from shutting down. And to work around a pandemic and your business being very, very slow or on the verge of shutting down, either one, lower your prices, or two, start selling some products, aftercare products, pre-tan prep products, glow care boxes. Start selling them. Offer them to your clients. Let them know, hey, this is what we have. If you're afraid, if you don't want me coming over to tan you, well, this is what I offer. You still can have your tan by what I offer, which includes a glow care box, mousse, tan extender, spray tan in a can, things like that. You know, to get your products out there during times like these, that actually has helped me a lot, which is why my business is steady, because I get people that are booking their tans with me and they're also buying products from me for touch-ups or for in-between spray tans. That's how my business is actually keeping steady right now. And of course, right now I'm also training a lot of students to start their businesses because those who are shut down or who, you know, the few who are shut down in certain areas, now is the great time to be learning and training. And as I always preach, education is key. But always remember, education does not have to be expensive. Education can be very affordable and can contain great value. So, word to the wise. Anyhow, that's all I wanted to say for today, guys. If you guys are not in my private Facebook forum, The Spray Tan Experts, Educating the Right Way, please go ahead and join it. And please answer the questions, because I do not accept anybody who does not answer the questions. Go to www.spraytanexperts.com. If you guys are needing to look for tips or tricks or need advice, please go to spraytanacademytv.com. And if you guys need any questions answered, please feel free to let me know in the comments. You can always find me on Facebook or Instagram. My personal Instagram is Taryn, Taryn, underscore Luquin, Luquin. You can find me on Spray Tan Academy in Instagram as well. If you haven't joined that, please go ahead and follow us. I'm always posting information, educational tips, advice, discounts. We all love discounts, right? But there's many, 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 many ways to get a hold of me. So don't be a stranger. Don't be afraid to get a hold of me. Any questions you have, ask. That's how you get your questions answered. All right, guys. Love you all. Talk to you later. Be on the lookout for the next episode of Bronze Up Babe. Mwah!